Kind of Kabur Sush, I think, up instead of
yeah, we have. We talked to Rabbi Mibi after today. I have, like, we have a list.
Okay, very good. Okay, let's go on. Yeah, so let's start again from the top of the Gemara. So how do you ever have a case of Zashra called Truma that you should be Kimali Drabne? Abai holds that this, I believe it never in the Chunimir Akana, that this Kimali Drabne by Zashra called Truma. So Gemara asks, in theory that might be true, but Lamaisa, how do you ever have a case? It's always going to be that the Chiyav Mammon is prior to the Chiyav Misa. The Chiyav Misa is only when he swallows it. And the Chiyav Mammon is the minute that he picks it up, like if Chizda said in regard to Chalev. So the Gemara answers, and again, we know what we need to find in the Gemara's answer. The Gemara is looking for some other case where there is no Chiyav Mammon until he actually swallows it. When he swallows it, there'll be a Chiyav Mammon of Nene. But prior to the Chiyav Nene, when he swallows it, there's not going to be any other Chiyav Mammon. And that's how we'll be able to construct the case of Kimli B'Ravine. The Gemara says, that somebody else put it in his mouth. So maybe he never did a Hagbah. Since he never did a Hagbah, he has no Chiyav Gneva. Rav Chizda said that the minute he did a Hagbah, he was Chayav Gneva. So here there was no Hagbah, because he didn't pick it up. Back to Gemara. Saif, saif. Cave in the last say Kanya. So he asks, but when he chews it up, he's kind it by chewing it up, he's kind it. So what have you gained? So there was no Kinyan Agbah, but the Le'isa, that itself should be a Kinyan. So this is not so clear. What's the Pshat in the Le'isa being a Kinyan? What kind of Kinyan is the Le'isa? Agbah, we know what it is. God, if does this make beer, that's Kinyan Gneva, Kinyan Agbah. But what is this Kinyan of La Se Kanya? Rashi doesn't tell us anything. Rashi here seems to be singularly unhelpful. Garnished. So all by itself, maybe, you know, is a question. You know, Rashi should say something. You know, what could we infer out of Rashi's learning? The Meiri says an interesting one. Anybody have a credits? Oh, Russell, somebody beat you to it. Yesh Gorsin Besugizu, Saif Saif came in the last Ikanya. Apparently, the Miri had a Kirsting Mura that doesn't have this, came in the last Ikanya. Just talk a little bit basically, oh. They skipped the whole came in the last Ikanya. They went straight to talk a little bit basically. But anyway, the Miri brings Yesh Gorsin, Saif Saif came in the last Ikanya. Says the Miri, Vein Sorech Bekach. You don't really have to. You don't need to say came at the last sekanya, because shrei piv kainu loy at beloy leisa. He says piv as the chayim is as yad. Something's in my hand. I'm kainu it me kinyan. The simplest kinyan that a guy could have is kinyan yad. It was mar begage chaser vekafif minayin. But yad it says nimsa biyoda. So that's what he means. If it's in his mouth, so about that's a kinyan, you don't have to come out to lase. So Kilo the Gemara could have said, Kavan, that it's in his mouth, he's cutting it with it just being in his mouth. Yeah, we'll see later on in Tosfos. Tosfos also has a discussion in the end of Tosfos about that. You know, maybe it could be kind with just being in his mouth without any other Maisa Kinyan. But anyway, the Meiri brings that there is a Gersa that we are Gersit. Says the Meiri, what's the Pshat? El Hashem Mefarshim Sha'ad Shalei Losa Ein Machshavtai Nikeres Im Reisi L'Knoisi Im Lav. We don't see his machshava, is not nicker. We don't see his machshava. In some way, we need to see his machshava that he wants to be kainit. What is that? Why do we need to see his machshava? Mimonoshach, if he's honest, it doesn't sound like you're saying he's honest. The Ritzvah has a see later on in Tosis, this is sad in Tosis, that the case is that he's honest. The guy's been teichavit bal karachot. And therefore, if he's not loyosit, so if he's not kainit, he can't be ganav bal karachot. He can't be ma'anav somebody to be a ganav. But Smashma, that's not what the Meiri is saying. The Meiri could have. Meiri is coming to explain why do you need Lasik Kanya? Tape a claim Mishum Kinyan Yad. So he's saying, well, it really is a Kinyan Yad. But you need an extra ingredient. It's not enough to have a Kinyan Yad. You need a Kinyan Yad plus some kind of Machshav Tin Nikera, some kind of Heker that he wanted to claim him. So what's the case here? Is the case here, what's the case that the Meiri is envisioning? Is the case here that the fellow's being Teichavit Bal Korchai? The Meiri should say, Poshut. Guy's been called Toichavit Bal Kochay, but you don't have Kinyan Yad, you know, a guy that's not claiming with Kinyan Yad Bal Kochay. It must be that he was loyous, and therefore he showed an Ichusa in the Kinyan Yad. That's not what he says. He says, apparently, he's assuming that the guy was Toichavit in his mouth, not Bal Kochay. The guy was Toichavit in his mouth, Midaitoy. Tosis goes back and forth. This is a discussion with Tosis. What's the case? He's assuming the guy was Toichavit in his mouth, Midaitoy, and really, therefore, you should be claiming it with the Kinyan Yad, because your mouth is a Yad. And he was really, really willing to say maybe that's how it is, and he's just erase this girsa that came with the last Sikanya. But then he said, no, there are those who argue, is it because even though he's been teichav in his mouth, midaitoi, presumably, and there is a kinyan yad, but that's not enough. You have to have machshavta nikeres, you have to have some kind of heker that the kinyan yad over here is midaitoi. What does this mean? So chareb shat in this meiri is with the yisoid that the yisoid says. Tosis Medayek and Rashi and Tosis. The Gemara says in Bamitzia Dafei, the Nimtzu B'Yodai, it says by God, the Nimtzu B'Yodai. So the Gemara says, Enli Eli Yodai, Gagri Chatzefer B'Kafifu Minayin, Tamad Loimar, what? I forgot already. Timotzi Timotzi B'Komokim. So Rebuy. That a Ganev is kind with Gagri Chatzefer B'Kafifu as well. So if some animal walks into my Chotzer, and I become a Ganev. This is Uktrashi. V'Nol B'Fonov. That the case is that you close the door behind it. Tosis b'makama samachay is a little bit different, but the same. But he says that hikisha b'makal. That the case is that you drove the animal into your chotzer. Says the tosis, what do you need it for? He's standing with chatzeri. The halacha is that a person standing with chatzeri doesn't have to be a chotzer mishtameres. As long as you're standing next to your chotzer is kind. If you're not around, you want the chotzer to be kind of, then the gate has to be closed, it has to be a chotzer mishtameres. But here the Ganav is standing, presumably standing right there. So kinyan chotzer, you don't have to close the door in order to have a kinyan chotzer. So why does Rashi have to add that he closed the door? Why did Tosis have to add that it was a kisha b'makel? Says the Ksois, you see from here on your side, that even though a Ganav is kind of with gagre chatzeri b'kafifoi, and he's kind of with yodai, but you have to have a maisik neva. Yeah, a ganav who doesn't do, a gneva that doesn't have any, doesn't involve a maisa on the part of the ganav is not called a maisa gneva. So therefore, Rashi says you have to close the door in order to have a maisa gneva. Tosfos says you have to give the animal a kick in the backside in order to have a maisa gneva. You have to do something in order to be a ganav. That's what the Ksois takes out of that Rashi and that Tosfos. Where's the Ksois? I don't remember right now where the Ksois is. But Rashi's in Dafei Bamsiya and Tosfos in Mavakam and Samachay. So the Chor, that's what the Meiri is saying, something similar here as well. That somebody put something in my mouth, so that is a Kinyan Yad. But that's not a Maisik Neva. It lacks in I don't. And the Meiri is telling me a Hesber also. First, the Meiri is telling me, you know, it's, yes, things in my mouth. That's Yodai. About it's not less than a Chotzer. But just like by Chotzer, Rashi says you have to close the door because otherwise it's totally passive and that's not a Maisik Neva. And Tosfos says you have to be a Kishu B'Machim because otherwise it's totally passive and it's not a Maisik Neva. So the Meiri is learning, at least according to this Gersa in the Gemara, the Meiri is learning that Hu Adin by Pibim and by Yodoi, if it's totally passive, somebody else put it in my hand or somebody else put it in my mouth and I didn't do anything, then that's not a Maisik Neva. You have to do something to show that it's Machshavta in the Keres, to show that you want to be going of it. Otherwise it lacks in the Gneva. So I think that's true as far as it goes. L'maisi, you see from this Meiri two chidushim l'gabe this concept of the tzois. You see two chidushim. First of all, the tzois is talking about chotzer. Rashi tzois is talking about chotzer. They're not talking about yad. You know, there would be a mokum to say that maybe this requirement that you have to do a maisi is only by chotzer, where you're not really physically involved at all. So you have to close the door, you have to push the animal, you have to do something. But if it's mamish in your hand, maybe that doesn't require a maisi. That's the maisi that it's sitting in my hand. It's passive, but we know you want, so we don't have to see machshavti nikeres. I mean, obviously not an onus. If the case was that you're an onus, there'd be nothing to talk about. We're talking, you're not an onus. So we'll see from the situation that it was lirtzoynoi. Who says you have to have some kind of heker in the mice itself that you want it? Because that's a given. We're not being down here, are you an onus? We know you're not an onus. If we would have a suffix that you're an onus, that would be a whole different discussion. We know that you're not an onus. That we can see from the situation. The guy said, "Open, that's, we see that you're not honest." But the Meiri says that's not enough. You have to chew it. You have to do a machshavta nikeres. We have to see that. You have to have your machshava has to be nikker in the maisa. Mechatesa. Maybe by chotzer you have to do a maisa because you're not physically involved. By a yad, by a peh where you're physically involved, maybe you don't need a maisa. In Meiri it says that he's taking this a step further. That this same concept that you need to have a maisa name applies even when he put it mamish into his hand. And on top of that, the Meiri says Ezber. Because why do you have to have a ma'isik neva? Because you have to have, or at least, I don't know, a hezber, or at least a gedder. The gedder hadover, why you have to have a ma'isik neva, is because you have to have a machshava nikeres. And the machshava nikeres is, if the thing just walks into my chotzer, there's no machshava nikeres. If the thing just was put into my mouth, there's no machshava nikeres. Mitoyach ma'isik. In order to be gezel, it has to be, not just a gezel, it's not enough to be a ma'isik kinyan. It has to be a ma'isik kinyan, which is nikir, mitoyach the ma'isa, that I'm doing it, l'shem gezel. I think that's machshavti nikeres mitoyach ma'isof. That's what it means. What? Look, I think that's certainly the case. We're not talking about where there's a tzad that you're an onus. Because if there was a tzad that you were an onus, and you're claiming that you're an onus, so you don't have to come on to any, the Miri wouldn't have to come on to anything fancy, machshavti nikeres. We say like the ritzvah. That the case is that tochel l'chaveri bal korchei, and therefore if you don't chew it, then you're showing a rotzim. If you don't chew it, then it's bal korchei. L'moshul in the ritzvon. I don't have to come out to any fancy machshavti in the keres. It was tochel l'chaveri bal korchei. Al korchei to Meiri is assuming a case where it wasn't bal korchei. Because it was bal korchei, he wouldn't need an extra svar machshavti in the keres. Oh, then he wouldn't need to say this. He would say, he's saying like a new svarah. Saying, I don't really think you need anything. I think it's enough to have a kina chotzer. But yesh gorsin that you have to have lase, and the reason is because you need a machshava nikeres mitoch ma'isim. He should say that they assume. He should the Meiri, if the Meiri meant like the ritzvah, the Meiri should say, I think it's talking about he was toichiv loy bal korchei, and Meil of course he was toichiv loy mitzoynei. Meil is kind of with chotzer alone. But yesh meforshim that he was toichiv bal korchei, and therefore if you're not loyisit, then there's no rotzim. That's not what he says. That's the passage. What he's saying is, no, everybody assumes the same case. He was toichiv mitzoynoi, and therefore the Meiri really thinks that if he's toichiv loy mitzoynoi, you don't really need extra maisa because that's kinyan yad and it's mitzoynoi. You don't need anything more. But yesh garson, they need lekem and lase because they hold that it's not enough that he was toichiv mitzoynoi. You need a machshava nikeres. It's not enough that we need to see in the maisik neiv itself some kind of machshavti nikeres mitoich maisa that he's doing it l'shem exhale. That's how the Meiri learns the Kevin Lasek Hanya. So let's follow that along. You know, the Meiri just telling me how to learn the beginning of the sugya. But let's follow this along through the sugya and see how the Meiri is going to learn the rest of the sugya. Maybe this is how Rashi learns. Rashi doesn't really tell me. We don't know how Rashi learned Kevin Lasek Hanya at this point. So maybe that's how Rashi learns as well. So let's see. Let's carry this through. So the Gemara says we're going to come back and see other sheets in Rishayim. But I want to take this. Follow it through. So what does the Gemara say? Kevin Lasek Hanya is Chayiv Nashu L'Havi Ad Debolo. That's Gemara's Kasha. Soif. Kevin Lasek Hanya, that's the Maisik Zeylo, is Chayiv Nashu L'Havi Ad Debolo. Enter the Gemara, so the Gemara answers, Kigoyin Shetochav Lo L'Toych Beis Ablio. And therefore, he never chewed it. The guy stuck it right down his gullet, and he never chewed it. So, according to the Meiri, there was never a machshavta in the keres mitoch myself that he should be able to have a kinyan gzela. Fragt die Gemara, hechi domi. Ita motzi lahadure neheder. If he didn't push it down so far, and he could still cough it out, so he ought to cough it out. He should have coughed it out. So what does the Gemara mean? So he should have, but he didn't. Like, what's the Gemara's kasha? Obviously, the Gemara is asking, since he could have coughed it out and he didn't, somehow that should be mechayev in moment. Why should that be mechayev in moment? According to Miri, Hoshim Shad, because he still have a kinyan yad. And now I see Mashaft in the keres mitoch ma'asav. Since he could have coughed it out, and instead he swallowed it, so it's machshavti nikeres mitoch ma'isov, and it gets poshut pshat in the mirror. So now it's again machshavti nikeres mitoch ma'isov.
How's that ma'isov?
He swallowed it.
But the Gemara is saying that he becomes chayv in the Geneva right before he swallowed it.
Well, the minute he goes from where it's yochel aduri to where it's let's say in the mouth you have area. We'd have a terminology over here. Let's say in the base of blue you have three areas. You have an area where it's yochel aduri, where you could spit it out. We'll call it area A. And then you have an area where you can't spit it out, where it's we'll call it area C, because it's going to be a middle area in a minute. So that's area C. So when you go from area A to area C, from the place where it's yochel aduri to the place where it's any yochel aduri, that's the maisa.
But lahar, that's when he's becoming chai.
No, is that chai till it goes down into the stomach, till it goes down. See, in Tosis maybe it's close enough, but Tosis says in the end another shita. But past this, all these stages, even area C, that's before the nena. These various stages in the base of Bliya, that's not when you're chayim. The mischai benafshi is when you swallow it. The nen is hanos me'ayim. So everything here is prior to the hanos me'ayim. Everything here is prior to the chiv miso. So the Gemara is saying, if you only put it into area A, where he's still yochel adure, so now he himself swallows it down further, takes it down further into area B and area C, and I guess the stomach is area D. So that's machshavta nikeres mitoch ma'isov. So vayter, I see here a ma'isov zel. I see he's doing something. I don't have to come out to lase. Even without lase, the swallowing it is a machshavta nikeres mitoch ma'isov. So what is the Gemara answer? What? No, you're not chay. Chiv is chay benafsho. You only have when you. Moses is in a kash now. At the chiv miso, that's at the end of the journey. In the stomach, that's when you get the chiv miso, when it goes down into the stomach. So the chiv miso is all the way at the end, and that's when the chiv nen is as well. The chiv nen is all the way at the end. The Moses is asking a kasha, but there's prior chiv a moment because you have a kinyan neva when you take it from area A to area B or C, so they have a chiyuv moment because now it's machshavta nikeres mitoch ma'isov. If you want to steal it and paint it with the kinyan, yeah. You're asking something though. Yeah. Hanos me'ayim. Hanos me'ayim. Actually, I think it says beferish hanos me'ayim. Yeah. Hanos groinu yameyov. But that's later than the base of Leo. Akapoda was certainly not area. It's none of these areas that we're talking about. We'll see later on in Tosis. Tosis says at Sad that area C is so close to area D that it's called Bavasachas. But that's like a noopshot in Tosis. But I'm actually not going like that. So, what is my answer? Like Shricho, the Motzi Ladur Al Yedei Adchak. He didn't put it into area. No, I'm sorry, we skipped a line. Either Motzi Ladur in the header. If he went to area A, so he should have spit it back out. And again, we have to interject over here. And since he didn't, so that itself is the Maisig Neva. Since he was in area A, he didn't have to swallow it, and he went ahead and swallowed it. So that itself is the Maisig Neva. So what do we gain? So again, he's a ganav before he's Mischayev Benafshei. So and on the other hand, either Loi Motzi Ladur. On the other hand, if the guy pushed it so far down his throat that he can't spit it back out. So am I chayev? What does it mean, am I chayev? So Rashi says, what does it mean, am I chayev? What do you mean, am I chayev? Am I chayev mamon? He's nene. Rashi says, "Am I chayiv miso?" He's an onus. What? But the Gemara is asking if the guy put it down his throat so far that he can't push it back out. So the Gemara is asking. So I understand why he's not a ganav, and why there's no prior chayiv moment.
But
Yeah, Hanoz in the stomach, fine. But if the guy pushed it, the Gemara is asking, if the guy pushed it down his throat so far that he can't spit it back out, so I understand you've taken care of, you know, what are we looking for over here? What's the whole point of this Gemara? The Chiyuv Mises at the end. We need to avoid any premature Chiyuv Moment. If there's going to be some Chiyuv Moment before the end of the journey, then we don't have a case of Kim Levi driving it. And that's our kasha. We have chiyuv gneiva that come before the soif aderech. So when you chew it, it's okay, he didn't chew it. When he swallows it, so he did swallow it. The guy, somebody else stuck it down his throat so far that it was already couldn't spit it back out. Okay, so therefore there's no prior chiyuv mammon. So when's the chiyuv mammon going to be? When he swallows it, and that's when the chiyuv misa is going to be. So the chayyim were okay. Frankly, no, am I chayyim? What does the word mean? Am I chayyim? The Gemara can mean one of two things. The Gemara can mean, am I chayiv? Why are you chayiv for the nene? Or the Gemara can mean, why are you chayiv miso? You see, Tosfos is going to say, maybe you're not chayiv for being nene. But Rashi learns, am I chayiv miso? Why are you chayiv miso? You're docher onos. If the guy stuck it down his throat so far that he couldn't cough it back up, then when he swallows, he's not chayiv miso because he's an onos.
Further back
in
the throat, what I think
we're
calling C.
No, he's chayiv misa for D. He's chayiv misa for later on.
But he's below matzila adura.
Yeah.
That's in his stomach, or that's
no,
in C.
That's in C. The guy stuck it into the base of bliya, but where in the base of bliya did he put it? Did he put it in the base of bliya? Right now we think there's only two areas in the base of bliya: matzila adura and loy matzila adura. Thinking about if it's matzila adura area A, so let him spit it up. And if he didn't, then he's a ganav before he ever gets to dan os mei. So what's the Gemara's answer? That he's stuck into area C. Not that area C is the moment of chiyuv miso.
But Rashi says onus miso, that's bad.
Am I chayiv miso, onusu? Why, if the guy's stuck into area C, then later on when it goes into his stomach, why is he chayiv miso? He's doch onus. What choice did he have? The guy stuck it down his throat, he couldn't cough it up, so where's it going to go? Obviously it's going to go down. But that's not a chiyuv miso. So the Gemara answers, so my answer is, he put it into a place, the area B we're calling, where he's motzi l'adure, but it's difficult for him to be motzi l'adure. So what do we gain? What is that? If it's called motzi l'adure, then vayter, he's a ganav. If it's called motzi l'adure, then vayter, he's an onus. What exactly did we accomplish over here by motzi l'adure al-idei adchak? That's the question all the Rishonim you have to grapple with. So Rashi says, I mean, Rashi's bothered by this. You know, what did you accomplish? At the end of the day, he's motzi l'adurei. He still is motzi l'adurei, so it's hard. But he's motzi l'adurei, and if he's motzi l'adurei, so vayter is a ganav. By not being motzi l'adurei, by going from area B to area C, so he's again a ganav. So Rashi has a psa chiddush that it's nimas, that when it goes into area B already, it becomes mos. And Mimela, there's no point as being, it's not Roy Labailam, as she says. Lechazi Labailam. And therefore, Mixulay Gozla. So it's not a Maisa Gezna, it's an Ichanami. At area B, he could still spit it up. But what's the point? So what's he going to do with it? Here, Bailam, have it back. God doesn't want it, it's not worth anything to him. So Mimela, there's no reason for it, there's no point in his being Machzirit. And therefore, he's not a Ganev when he swallows it. And, but he does have to pay for Hanos Me'ayim. Hanos Me'ayim he still have. It still belongs to the Bailam. And at the end of the day, you have a Chiyav Nena. You don't have a Chiyav Ganav. You don't have a Chiyav Gezel, because it's not worth anything. It's gone down to, it has no value to the Bailam. So Gazlin, you're not. But Nena, you are. Tosfos says, yes, Nena was only Chosa. But okay, that's for later. But Rashi says, L'maisa, you're a Gazlin. So if you're, so you're Maisa, you're a Nena. So Melu, at the end of the day, when you swallow it, you're a Nena, and that's when you're Mitzchai Benashi, and that's the case. That's the Rashi Lins Pshat Minimah. I want now, l'chayra l'fida me'iri. But where's the doichik in Rashi? In other words, if we want to point to the weak point in Rashi's pshat, like what's the weak point in Rashi's pshat? I mean, I'm not saying a value judgment. I'm just saying, like, you know, Rashi over here has to. Where does Rashi have to inject something into the Gemara that doesn't really say? This business about it becoming mos. That's very sure. What is the word gain? So Rashi has to say it's a new thing that at that point it becomes mos. L'chayra, l'fila me'iri, you can learn another pshat in the Gemara entirely. This pshat, the much ladur ha'dei etchak, you can learn a different pshat that I think is very attractive. And that, I can say posh pshat. According to the me'iri, what's the kinyan gezel over here? The kinyan gezel is chotzer. It is yad, rather yad. His mouth is a yad. But you have to have machshavtin nikeres mitoch ma'isav. In order to have a kinyan, it's not enough for it to be a yad. You need to have machshavtin nikeres mitoch ma'isav. So first thing we're saying, when you chew it, I see his nicker that he wants to be that he wants to steal it. So that's the gezel. So no, he didn't shoot. Okay, he didn't shoot. But if you put it into area A, the chaver put it into area A, so and he could have spit it out, and he didn't, and he chose to put it to swallow it further. So that's machshavti nikeres mitoch ma'isav. So I see in his ma'isim, it's nicker in his ma'isa that he is a gazlan. He wants to steal it. On the other hand, if it's in area C, then he's tama onus my chayv misa, like Rashi says. Answers the Gemara. The Matzila Dureli Dayat Chak. According to the Me'iri, if you were the Me'iri, I don't know how the Me'iri learns Matzila Dureli Chak. I don't think the Me'iri really says. I have to double check now, actually. I'm getting nervous. But if you were the Me'iri, how would you learn Matzila Dureli Dayat Chak? I think it's such an attractive shot over here. And for the fact that Rashi doesn't learn this shot, I think it's a riot that he's not learning the Gemara like the Me'iri. How would you learn shot? According to the Me'iri, what's Matzila Dureli Dayat Chak? How did the Gemara gain? What's the Gemara's teretz? Let me just check. I close it up. What? Yeah. The whole, you need to have machshavti nikeres mitoch ma'isav. It's not enough that it's a yad, that he has, that it's in his mouth, that he has a yad. He has to do something to show that he wants to steal it. So if he chews it, that shows him he wants to steal it. If it's in area A and he could easily spit it out and he doesn't and he chooses to swallow it, it shows he wants to steal it. But if the guy put it into area, the teichev put it into area B, now in order to cough it up, it's very hard. He has to gag and splutter it in order to get it up. And he doesn't. And instead he swallows it. That shows his machshavti nikeres mitoch ma'isav that he wants to steal it. Where's machshavti nikeres mitoch ma'isav? It's not machshavti nikeres mitoch ma'isav. Because what I see is a guy who's choking. He doesn't want to. He's having trouble choking it up, coughing it up. It lacks in machshavti nikeres mitoch ma'isav. The fact that he wasn't meiser nefesh to cough it up, alidei etchak, doesn't show, it's not nikeres mitoch ma'isav, that he wants to be a ganav. So Mimele doesn't have a kinyan yad. Let's just double check and hear himself. Maybe it's a little bit obscure. The Me'iri says that he was talking about Bevesa Bli, he's talking about area B, and he says he's not a ganav. She'ein loy oid lahachzira. V'chayev ha'teichev. She'ein loy oid lahachzira. Meaning, he doesn't have to be machzir. That's probably the translation. He doesn't have to be machzir. And the teichev is chayev. But only is yachal tzir de'ech tak, otherwise he's an onus and there's no chiyat misa. I'm not quite sure what the Miri means by that. Emily Oid Lach Zero. That related to different shots of the ritual. What?
Doesn't sound like Rashi's word. That since now there's no longer a Chilash Shabbat because the Bachman are not interested, so Emily
is not. That I think you would have to say. I'll give the Miri. What?
This isn't the Miri according to the second.
Yeah, the Miri may have to go now in the Girs, right? You're 100% right. The Miri may not be going in the Girs of Lassik, of Leo. The Miri is going, could be in his Girs, so that you don't need any Machshach in the Girs, because myself. So then they said this pshat's not available. So he says a different pshat. But it's in area B, only oid lachzir. I think he means, like we'll see in the ritual later in Sukkah, that he's not mechuyev to be machzir. That's the mashmois, I think, in the lashon ritual. He's not mechuyev to be machzir. Ad kedikach doesn't have to be meisa nefesh, and Meili's not a ganav. We'll see later when we get to the ritual's pshat. So I don't think the ritual says what I'm saying. But Meir is right. The ritual lechatchila didn't have the girsa of lasikanya. So it's not the Me'iri. The Me'iri L'chatchil is not going with the Gersa of Lasikanya. But Akoponim, if you have the Gersa of Lasikanya, I think what I'm saying. No, Bekitzur, I'm saying if in the minimum number of words, if you have the Gersa Lasikanya, Agus Nigmar, and if you learn the way the Me'iri explains that Gersa, that you need Machshavti Nikeres Mitoch Maisov, then I think there's an easy and obvious pshat in the Gemara's answer of Motzla Dureli Deyatchak. That since it's Motzla Dureli Deyatchak, it's not Machshavti Nikeres Mitoch Maisov, and Meili doesn't have Pinyon Ekneva. The Me'iri himself, it's not Mashmud, that's how he's learning Motzla Dureli Deyatchak. It's Mashmud, he's learning something else, which we'll talk about later. But that doesn't bother me, because the Me'iri himself is not a fan of this Gis in the Gemara of Lasikanyo. So he's going altogether with a different conception. But if you have the Gersa of Lasikanya, the way the Me'iri explains it, because you need Machshavti Nikeres Mitoch Maisov, then I think that's a Gevaldik of Pshat in the Gemara. That's Motzla Dureli Deyatchak. It's not Machshavti Nikeres Mitoch Maisov. And that's, besides, I think that's a very nice Pshat, but if that's a very, but that's such a nice Pshat, that since Rashi doesn't say it, and Rashi says a much more difficult Pshat, or a much more arbitrary Pshat, that when it's scenario B, it becomes Mos, and it's not Chazi Levailim, so that's an indication to me that Rashi's not learning the Gemara like the Me'iri. Rashi has the Gisa Lasikanya, that's not up for grabs. But he's not explaining it like the Me'iri, that you need Machshavti Nikeres Mitoch, that you need Machshavti Nikeres Mitoch Maisav. Yeah.
According to the Me'iri in Lasikanya, you're in the Talmud of Gezel, and you're in the Talmud of Nahum.
Yeah, the truth is that's altogether a problem, but that's really a little bit later on in the. Wait a few minutes with that, but I'll just flag now. It's altogether a problem. Why did the Me'iri learn that Lasikanya means that he's kainit? Because Machshavti Nikeres Mitoch Maisav, and that makes him into a gazan and so on. Why not learn that Lasikanya is Pashut Gezel? Is Pashut Mazik, rather. Why not learn that Kevin Lasikanya means that he's Chayim Mishum Mazik? We'll come to that in a second, because I want to hold off of that. But about it, that's a mockum meal. Just want to add one thing, yeah?
If the theory holds that if topics are the issues that he's making down with his pet,
right.
So why is the theory when he's quoting the Kasha the Gemara on it?
Why what?
When the theory is quoting the Kasha the Gemara on it, he's going through like the Shlach Matari, and he says that the reason is that he was able to be master in the world. He says the Gemara.
So that's the part you're asking?
Yeah.
Well, remember, the Me'iri himself does not subscribe to the Gersa of Kevin de Lasikanya.
He says that.
So he it's a Kinyan Yad. Unless you're honest. If you're honest and there's no Kinyan God, then you're body not a Gaza. So that's what he's saying. If you put it into area A, so Hoyle Yochel Achziro, you could have spit it out. And you didn't spit it out, so you're a Gaza. Yeah, but if you can't spit it out, then you don't have kinyan, then you're not a ganav. So if you have kinyan after day to tomorrow, you're not a ganav.
No, the
Me'iri learns beferish, she's an onus. Much like Matsulat Dori, if you put it there, you see the Me'iri says beferish, you're not high misikir, so you're an onus. Me'iri's learning the word that was not mitaita. The other guy's putting it down his throat without his das. Oh, it's taka modna. Not the Kasha Me'iri. The Me'iri, on the one hand, wants to dispense with the Gersa of Kevin the Lasikanya. He says, you don't need it. It's in his mouth, he's coined with Kinyon Chasa. So Chara, he's learning that it was Midaita. And then when it comes to the Gemara's answer, the Gemara's, you know, when the Gemara suggested that he put it into area C, and the Gemara says, no, am I Chayiv? The Me'iri learns like Rashi, am I Chayiv? He's an Onus. Am I Chayiv Misa? He's an Onus. What do you mean he's an Onus? Well, if it was Midaita, then he's not an Onus. could kind of have a release. Maybe it's like this guy could in Bal Kocha. But the Gemara's kasha is l'chatchila. He doesn't want to have the gifts that came with the lesson, so he just wants to be goyres that shetochav lechaver shetochav lechaver l'teich piv. The Gemara says, and right away the Gemara says eat the motzi l'adur in the heder. Skipping the whole last kanya, we're saying ila motzi l'adur in the heder. Yeah, I think it means like this. The Meiri is envisioning the case that he was toichel bal kocha, but he skips the came in the last kanya, and he says if he put it into area A, let's go straight to that. If he put it into area A, even without lase, the guy could have the guy's kaida with kinyan chotzer. Because even if the guy was toichel with toichel bal kochi, but now I'm not spitting it out, and that's l'tzoini. My not spitting it out is for sure l'tzoini. So right away I have a kinyan yad. What Kenyan? What Kenyan is it? Kenyan, that's all the Kenyan could be.
Then why wouldn't that Maisa also be Maisa Nikar?
You know, however it is, I don't understand what's the Gersa now Lasse Kanya. So now I understand, what did he gain in the Gersa of Lasse Kanya? So he says, oh, Machshavta Nikaris. What do you need that for? I mean, why do you need Laisa for it to be Machshavta Nikaris? If the guy put it into area A, then it's Machshavta Nikaris from the fact that he didn't spit it out, which is Be'emes Digmar's next kasha. So, hold on a second, give me a second. It's very weird. It's probably a good policy to bring a kibbutz to shiur in general. Even though it's a schlep. Or a laptop. This is really not so clear to me in the Meiri altogether. Again, what's the shakla of Tari in the Meiri? The Meiri wanted Lechatchila to skip the stage of Kevin de Lasse Kanya. Didn't have that in his Girsa. And we go straight to Tolle Chaver, right? And the Gemara asks, well, where did the Chaver put it? If he put it into area A, he could have spit it out. And if he didn't spit it out, then what? We'll put in the missing words. Then he's a Ganav. Kinyan. He could have spit it out. Because yes, the Chaver put it in the Bal Kocha, but so what? But now it's sitting there, and he could spit it out, and he doesn't, so he's kind of with the Kinyan. And moreover, it's Machshavta in the Keres Mitech Maisa, because he swallows it. That's also called Machshavta in the Keres Mitech Maisa. That has to be. Because Gemara, even if you are Gemara's last day, but the Gemara's next is kasha is. But if you put it into area E, so he should have spit it out. Where's the machshavta nikaris? You have to say that's called machshavta nikaris. So the Miri says, therefore, there are those people who are not Gemara's came in the last kanya. Just put it into area A. We go straight to that. The guy put it into my mouth. The guy put it in his mouth. The toicha put it into the nitcha's mouth. Back to Gemara, but where? If you put it into area A, he should have spit it out. And if he didn't spit it out, it's machshavta nikaris mitech maisiv, and you have a kinyan, and you finished. But it's another. Those who are goyers came into Lasse Kanya. They want to put in that he chewed it. They want to put that into as a stage in the Gemara. What does Lasse give me? So they says to me, it gives me machshavta nikaris mitech maisiv. Why is it? Even if Lasse gives me machshavta nikaris mitech maisiv, but being in area A is already machshavta nikaris mitech maisiv. So what is Lasse Kanya maisiv over and above the fact that he could have spit it out? Still shver in the Gemara. Maybe, or anyway, even without the Meiri. I mean, you think about it, just in the Gemara itself, it's sure. The Gemara said, when the Gemara thought that he chewed it, where did he chew it? In area A, I mean, or pre-A, I don't know. So what does the Gemara need lasse? Came in the lasse kanya. Forget lasse. When it's in your mouth and you could, LMI, it's logically another stage in the Gemara. Yeah, it's really hard in the Gemara itself, but it's more striking in the Meiri, because the whole, Because the Meiri really holds that Le'isa is not a Maisa Kinyan. You know, we'll see later on, maybe Le'isa is a Maisa Kinyan, maybe Le'isa is a Maisa Mazik, maybe Le'isa has some kind of Chashivas of its own. But the Meiri is learning that Le'isa has no Chashivas of its own, it's just a way to be Machshavta in the Keres Mitoch Maisa. Well, being an Eri A is anyway Machshavta in the Keres Mitoch Maisa. So what did he gain in this Girsa? I don't know where to start, everybody's okay.
Shif says that it's Lavdavka just so that he'll end up swallowing it.
No, Miri says it's a ganze meisa. It's mashavta nikeres mitoch meisa. It's a whole lumbus.
The Miri itself holds you don't have to have chashav nikeres, but according to the second girsa, according to the girsa itself, so you need mashav nikeres. But the Gemara asks later on from where it says you could spit it back up. So it means it's deemed mazik. The Gemara is not saying that not spitting it up is meisa nikeres. Meisa nikeres means you have to do a real meisa. Not passively, not
so. What? So what exactly is what is being an area? Yochel adurei, matzil adurei. What is that? If it's not machshav in
ikeres, you choose not to. So you're being mazik.
So Le'isa is also mazik. If mazik's enough, so Le'isa is also mazik. And if a mazik golem is there, yeah, Yitzchak.
The reason why the Yiri doesn't like this
is
because even the people who have it, it's not because it adds an
illogical
fact. It's more of the same thing as and they just have a person would happen to chew it, and the Torah pulling out will clear you that in a calamity that would serve the same function, but it's unnecessary to happen in the Gemara. Maybe that itself is why my reader doesn't like it. You can have it, but just doesn't add anything.
I hear it. You're probably right. No, it's Echanami. This Girsa of Lasik Kanyo is from Yusuf Ezver. It's Machshavta Nikeres Mitoch Maisav. Logically, that doesn't really give us any added value, because being in Eri A and not spinning it out, there's also Machshavta Nikeres Mitoch Maisav, which is why the Eri is willing to dispense with this Girsa altogether. And in Echanami, that's why the Eri really doesn't like this Girsa. But if we're going to be Geiris it, so we'll have to say, you're right, it's like the Gemara's. Maybe it's like the Gemara's. The Gemara first talks about an obvious. Maybe we'll say it like that. This Girsa is going to learn. First, the Gemara talks about an obvious machshavta nikeres mitoch maisav. Chewing it, that's obviously machshavta nikeres mitoch maisav. Gemara says, okay, who said he chewed it? So then the Gemara says, but what did you gain? At the end of the day, you could have spit it out. That's also machshavta nikeres mitoch maisav. So that's how this Girsa is going to have to learn, and that's why the Meir is not so happy with this Girsa, because. So you really added a step in the Gemara that's like a very balabatish step. You know, at the end of the day, just being in the area A is already much shafting the charisma to chmais. I think that's the pshat in the Meiri Tata.
So now no one holds this
pshat
that's not. What about the case of
Ha'ed Chak?
So now the
Meiri
also.
No, that's very good. Then Moshe Adur Ha'ed Chak is not much shafting the charisma to. Oh, so why didn't the Meiri, if the Meiri himself is also going with much shafting the charisma to chmais, now it comes out. Even if he's not going to raise Lassi Kanyan, but he has this notion that area A, you have a Kinyan Chotzer because with the Machshavta Nikeres Mitoch Maisav. Also, why didn't he learn that that's the Pshat in Matzal Adur Yal Dei Adchak? Now we're putting the Iri, we're saying this, this Yesh Garsim and the Iri, they're really in the same basic school. That you need a Kinyan Chotzer, a Kinyan Yad rather, but the Kinyan Yad has to be with a Machshavta Nikeres. Yeah, I mean, I could stand be wrong. Saying maybe this word's not true, that it's not called Mashavti Mikeres Mitech Maisav when it's Halidei Adchak. Yeah, but that could be. Well, maybe we'll say like this, that the Me'iwi himself would be willing not to be Goris Lase. And if you're not Goris Lase, then maybe Taka don't need Machshav to be Keres. You need to have a Kinyan Chotzer with the Rotsel. So a Kinyan Yad with the Rotsel. So yes, the fellow was Teichav at Bal Karachai. But if it was an area A, so you have Kinyan Yad and you have Rotsel, because he could have spit it out. Can't say he's an Onus, he could have spit it out. So then you get the area B. So what's area B better? So it's still not Onus. Area B is not Onus, that's for sure. It's like they're not Onus. So the Niri has to learn, it's a different shot. It's not Mechuyiv to spit it out, it's a different shot, which we haven't yet talked about. Then he brings a gear to Lase. What does Le'isa do? In the conception of Onus, not Onus, Le'isa is nothing. So the Niri says, in that gear, so we have to introduce a new Mahalach, a new concept of Mashaft and Nikeris Mitoch Maisuf, which then changes the whole shot in the Gemara. First thing where it says Lase Kain is Mashaft and Nikeris Mitoch Maisuf. So the Gemara says he didn't shoot it. So what do you gain? But it's being in area A is already Mashaft in the Keres Mitoch Maisav. And then we say, what I'm saying, from where his answer is no, it's area B. By area B, it's talking about Mashaft in the Keres Mitoch Maisav. Okay, so I think we got through. I'll get there to talk maybe, but we got through. Fine, so I think that's the Miri's Mahalach in the Gemara. So, and again, I think there's maybe a Raglai Mudov here that Rashi did not like the Miri. Because Rashi is Lefidim, at least, given that Rashi has the Gis of Lasi Kanya. So what does that mean, Lasi Kanya? So, Sikam Advarim. Maybe we should not speak this out. Sikam Advarim. We have in the Me'iri, really now emerges, we have Tubshatim in the Gemara. There's one shot in the Gemara that just doesn't have the Girsa Lasi Kanya. And then it's actually a fairly simple Gemara. The need in here is that there's a Kinyan Yad. And then the Gemara just goes straight forward. The Gemara said, when you pick it up, you're a Ganav. So the Gemara says, no, the guy stuck it in your mouth. So what if the guy stuck it in your mouth? But where did he stick it? He put it into area A. So even if he stuck it in without asking your permission, but now it's in area A, you could spit it out and you didn't, so you coined it with Kinyan Chotze, with Kinyan Yad. So if I do, you're a Ganav. And if you put it into area C, then you're not Chayim Misa because you're an Onus. The answer is, he put it into area B, and area B, you're not an Onus, and you coined it with Kinyan Yad, and Shalom Al Yisrael. That's how the Me'iri himself learns Pshat in the Gemara. In which case, we have no need for this Machshavta in the Keres Mitoch Maisav concept, but we're just not going to be Goris Lisa at all. We'll just take that Girsa out of the Gemara. Because if we're just talking plain Kinyan Yad, then shoeing it doesn't add any value. It doesn't add any value in Pshat in the Gemara. The whole need in the Gemara is about Kinyan Yad. The whole Gemara is a Gemara about Kinyan Yad. Without anything further, and the Gemara is being discussing. First thing, I thought you picked it up. You didn't pick it up. You put it in your mouth. Where did you put it in your mouth? Area A. So if I do Kinyan Yad, you could have spit it out. You have Kinyan Yad. Area C, you're Onus altogether. Area B, and in area B, you're not an Onus, so you have Kinyan Yad, and that's Pshat in the Gemara. But then here he says, Yesh Garsim, that he chewed it. So the chewing, it must add some value over here. What is chewing added? What does the Gemara think about chewing? Chewing, in Kinyan Yad, what's chewing with Chayla Maila Vlemerd? So here he says, no, we add a new concept. We have to add a new factor over here that Kinyan Yad needs to have in addition Machshavta Nikeres Mitoch Maisav, which then changes Pshat in the whole flow of the Gemara, not just that line of the Gemara. Then the next part of the Gemara also changes, because then you have to learn the Gemara means like this: the guy put it in his mouth. Again, he was assuming he didn't ask any permission; he just stuck it in his mouth. So the guy put it in his mouth. Frank the Gemara. So Kinyan Yad. Frank the Gemara. But Kinyan Yad by itself is not enough. You need Machshavta Nikeres Mitoch Maisav, says the Gemara. But when he chews it, you have Machshavta Nikeres Mitoch Maisav. Chewing it gives me the Machshavta Nikeres Mitoch Maisav. Gemara answers, he didn't chew it. Fact Gemara, but so what? But if you put it into area A, where he could have spit it out, and he didn't, so that is not just merely Kinyan Yad, but that's also Machshavta Nikeres Mitoch Maisav. Kolsa have to be machnas into the Gemara. The Gemara is asking, so what do I care if he didn't shoe it? But there's other ways to be machshavt in the keres mitoch maisav. The not spitting it out when he could have is machshavt in the keres mitoch maisav. And if you put it into area C, then he's on us altogether. So the Gemara answers. So therefore, that stage, maybe we should number the stages of the Gemara. That stage of the Gemara now changes according to this noob shot in the Me'iri. That when the Gemara says, if you put it by area A, that now is a new pshat. Not just that it's a kinyan chotzer; it's a kinyan chotzer with machshavta and keres mitoch maisav. So, what's the Gemara's final answer? That he put into area B. What answer of area B? Matzil adurei le'edcha. So, what does that mean? So, according to this pshat, I think the pshat is according to this yesh garsim in the Me'iri. The pshat is like I said before: is that now it's not machshavta and keres mitoch maisav. It might be chotzer. It might be yad rather, because he's not an onus. He could spit it up. He's not an onus. But is it machshavta and keres mitoch maisav? No, it's not. I think that's how this Yesh Garsim is going to learn that last stage of the Gemara. How's the Miriam himself going to learn that last day? He doesn't have much shaft in the Keres and Tachmaisim. He doesn't want to be Geres Zilase. So how's the original shaft in the Miriam going to learn? So that the Miriam himself says it's some to the some. So Rashi has this thing that it's Mos, the Miriam doesn't have that. So the Miriam says it's a different thing. That is that it's, what's his lashon again? She'ein le'oid lachzira. He's not mechuyev to be mastered. So that again, we haven't talked about that. We'll see later on in the Ritva. There's a concept over here that even if he could be mastered, he's not mechuyev to. And he's not mechuyev to, so he's not doing it, doesn't make him into a ganav. That's like a different idea altogether. Okay, I think we have enough already to put things up on the board. There's going to be adding more. So let's go through the stage. Let's number the stages a little more. We have even the last say Kanya. That's a question. That's the one. And the Gemara answers. Which the Gemara answers that he didn't. So the Gemara answers. What's the question? The Gemara answers that he didn't. And two, where A asks, but either what's my doing the header, we're talking about area A. How should we put this? My answer, the Gemara says, and on the other hand, it's really, and either Leimati, this is either Leimati, really part of the question. We eat a leimotzi. Am I chayav? And then my answer is motzi v'aduri ali le'ed ha. There you see. Which we're calling area B. That's the Gemara itself. So how does the Miri learn this Gemara? So we have the Miri himself. Then we have the Miri with the Yesh Garson. So the Miri learns, first of all, he's not Garson, this first one came in the last Sikanya. So the Miri learns the Gemara's question is, Yidimotsu doing the head there means Kinyan Yad. The lay motzi l'aduri means that he's an honest, so why is he chayiv misa? And the Gemara's answer is motzi l'aduri ali dayat chak, which according to him, he means he's not an honest, so therefore he's chayiv misa. But he's not chayiv to be maser. This we haven't really talked so much about that. He's not obligated. The Torah wasn't mechayiv him to get out of zeil that he should cough it up. Ad kedikach there wasn't mechayiv him to be based in nefesh, and therefore he's not a gazlan. That's the Miri himself. And then according to the Yesh Garson in the Miri, moving down. So the Gemara's questions came in the last Kanya means Kinyan Yad. Plus Machshav Kinikeres. So where is it? He didn't shoot it. But if Idimotzi doing the header again means Kinyan Yad plus it's Machshav Kinikeres. And on the other hand, if it's Loi Motzi Laduri, so again he's an Onus. That's the same. And the word is Motzi Laduri. I'm suggesting, right? It doesn't say Miri. I'm suggesting, I think it's very, it's, but I think it suggests itself. But the worst answer is that A, you're not an honest, of course. You're not chayav misa, you're chayav misa. But you're not a gazlan because A machshav kinikeres mikrei maisa. Okay. Like I said before, I don't think Rashi learns this way. Because Rashi clearly doesn't have this last piece. I don't think this is their actual words. It could be that this dvarim Goran Begay, why this it could be that this discussion why Rashi doesn't learn this pattern in the Neviim. There could be many reasons. And I told you before, Rashi and Tosfos both have this notion that you need a Maisig Nevel. By Chotzer, you need a Maisig Nevel. So therefore, Rashi's you have to be Noel, and Tosfos you have to be Kishav and Makel. But so the Tosfos says that's the chat. Both are equals. Rashi, Tosfos, they have this notion you need a Maisig Nevel. And this just puts them like in the same Shita, Rashi and Tosfos. But nonetheless, I see a Chilut in Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says Kishav and Makel. And Rashi says Noel Befonim. So in the Shirim of in Bava Metzia, I had a whole cheshbon, but just now the idea itself, that it could be that the machlokes here revolves around the following: that Tosfos holds that for a kinyan geneva, all you need is to do some. You have to be megala das, like the Niri says, machshavti nikeres. The kinyan itself, kinyan chotzer, is a good kinyan to be a ganav, but you have to have a machshavti nikeres. You have to show that you want to be going to it. No, the sheep wandered in. How do I show that I want to be a ganav? You have to want to be a ganav. So he says, okay, I gave the sheep a kick. So that shows that I want to be a ganav. That's enough. Could be Rashi holds that's not enough to have machshavta that nikeres cares. You need the kinyan itself. The kinyan itself has to be done al yidei maisa. The kinyan gnev itself has to be done al yidei maisa. So if that's the case, says Rashi, kicking it, just giving it a kick, that's not part of the kinyan. The kinyan is kinyan chotzer. What does giving the sheep a kick have to do with the kinyan chotzer? I need noel befonov. Noel befonov is a tesepis in the kinyan chotzer itself, because you make the chotzer a chotzer mishtameres. Now, Emes, you're standing next to the chotzer, you don't need a chotzer mishtameres. But a chotzer mishtameres is a tesepis in the kinyan chotzer itself. So Rashi says you need to do a kinyan chotzer where you're doing part of the maisa kinyan of the kinyan chotzer. So therefore, you have to have noel befonov. So then, according to Rashi, if the chewing it, maybe machshavta nikeres, that's not manushah. If kinyan yad, maybe kinyan yad doesn't need this notion of nida maisa, maybe only kinyan chotzer needs a maisa. But if I'm going to grant that kinyan yad needs a maisa, then chewing it's not going to be good enough. Chewing is not part of the kinyan yad itself. Chewing it is extraneous to the kinyan yad. Noel befonov is a tesefis in the kinyan chotzer, because it makes it into a chotzer mishtameres. But if here the kinyan yad is having it in his mouth, so the fact that he's chewing it, you know, he's pulverizing it at the same time, that's like a kishu b'makil. That's not a tesefis in the maisa kinyan. So therefore, Rashi can't learn. I think l'shitosa Rashi can't learn that the vort of lasi kanya is that it's some kind of it's like no lefonov. It's a tesefis in the kinyan yad of the name. Either Rashi holds a kinyan yad, or he doesn't need a tesef, doesn't need doesn't need a maisa. Or he learns that this Gemara is Mechalah talking about Kinyan and Kinyan Egnei, but other Mechalah, but Akoponim, I don't think the Me'iri's Mechalah is available to Rashi, and that's very good for me, because I don't think Rashi learns like the Me'iri, because if Rashi learns like the Me'iri, then he would have learned Motzim Adurel Yedei Etchak, with this very attractive shot, that it's not Machshav in the Keres Mitech Ma'itzev, and instead, Rashi has to say some very, very Dochuk Dikav shot, that, you know, it becomes Mos, and it's not Chazi Lepai, which doesn't say in the Gemara. So I think that stems very well. The Irish Pshat is not available to Rashi.
The Gemara says that the chewing is a kinyan.
By what?
The last is kinyan. So quite to Rashi.
Yeah, so we'll have to see how Rashi deals with it. Maybe it's, we'll see. We don't yet have Rashi in the Gemara. But in the Irish Pshat, that this is like the equivalent of the Kisha B'makel, that it makes the kinyan yad, machshavta nikeres mitech ma'aseh, I don't think Rashi could have. Or at least doesn't plug into that Rashi. Yeah, so what might be other Mahalchim Gemara? So now we have two Mahalchim Gemara, Iri number one and Iri number two. L'chored is another, yeah.
Rashi don't like the mirror number one. If he doesn't mention
last. No, but he actually had the kirsa last week, can't you?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe he didn't have the kirsa.
No, but then he wouldn't have the first slap of the kirsa.
I think
he
slapped
the first
with
the
first
slap
you have with the
path. Does Rashi have the kirsa of last week, can't you? You're right. Rashi and Tosfos don't mention it. I didn't read to the whole all the Tosfos for sure, but Rashi for sure doesn't mention it. You're right. Maybe Rashi didn't have the gifts of last Kanya. What?
It's still not the meaning, because he says in the first Tachav Chaveru, he says Hana Smeach, not a Kinyan Yad.
No, Tachav Chaveru, Avada the Chiyav here is Hana. The Gemara is looking for a Kinyan for a Chiyav Hana Smeach, because we need to be Vasachas with the Chiyav Miso. When the Gemara said Tochav Chaver, the Gemara meant there was no Hagbah, so there's no Gmaisik Neva. It's only a Chiyuv Nena. The Gemara keeps asking about this Chiyuv Exela before that. So the Gemara keeps that thing after be knocking off. The one dig that's maybe not like Miri is Rashi's Lashon that he's Mazik. It's a steer in Rashi. You know, when Rashi talks about this stage in the Gemara, Yidin Watzila had doing the header. So in the Miri, that means Kinyan. Either Kinyan Yad or Kinyan Yad plus Machshavtin Ikeres. In Rashi, there's a steer. Rashi first says Yidin Watzila doing the head there, and since he wasn't mastered, so he's a mazik. That sounds like Rashi learning, which is going to maybe give us a new trap, that much of that the Kinyan over here is a Kinyan, not a Kinyan Chotzer at all, not a Kinyan Yad at all, rather, but rather a Chiyav Mazik. I'm going to talk about that in a second. But then Rashi, the next Rashi says, "Ve'ida loy matzilah duri amay chayev." Excuse me, but by the next Rashi of matzilah duri adi edchak, so it's not really lebailim. Says Rashi, "Hilchach mikzul loy gozla." Since it's mos, so by swallowing it's not a gozla. There's a little bit of steer in Rashi. First Rashi calls him says that by swallowing it you're a mazik. He's going to different stages in the Torah, but it doesn't really matter because. In both, first Rashi says, if he could spit it out, then when he swallows it, he's a mazik. The Gemara answers, no, it's mos, and therefore he's not a gazlan. He should have said, it's mos, and therefore not a mazik. So Rashi has somehow switched from talking about mazik to talking about gazlan for no apparent reason. It's a little bit steer in Rashi. Is Rashi learning that there's a Gemara about the Kinyan here is a mazik, or the Kinyan here is a gazlan? I'm not quite sure what to do with this, but let's talk based on that Rashi about mazik. Maybe we can construct a new mahalach in the Gemara, not like the Meiri, and based on the concept of mazik. But I want to suggest maybe say another shot in the Gemara. That the Gemara means like this. Let's go even with the Gersa Lasi Kanya. I think the according to this Gersa is fine. I want to suggest the following shot. We're going to call this the mazik shot. I don't know if anybody has this shot, but let's see. The Gemara's question is like this: Kevin the Lasi Kanya. Even where it means poshut. Even where it means poshut. It's a little bit coarse in the Lashon Gemara. But maybe where it means poshut, that he's a mazik. Came in the lasso, rather. So he was mazik, the truman. He has to pay for the truman, poshut, that's mazik. Now, well, let me elaborate on this. Let me ask you a question. I told the Gemara that Shem B'Shusharabim has to pay Mishalim Hashem as a Mishnah. Right? Shem B'Shusharabim is Potter as Mazik, but you have to pay for the Hanot, Mishsarim B'Zerl, whatever. Now you don't have to give the animal supper, so you have Hanot, so you have to pay the Hanot. Hagam, Shem B'Shusharabim, the Torah's Mazik is Potter. You don't have to pay the value. Your animal went to the Shusharabim and ate a very expensive wedding cake. It's worth hundreds of dollars. You don't have to pay that. You have to pay mashenenis. Now the animal came home. You don't have to give it meisar and bezel. So you mashal mashenenis. Shem b'shusayochid. It's chayav teres mazik. Your animal goes into shusayochid and eats. You have to pay for the wedding cake. Why, when your animal goes into shusayochid and eats this wedding cake, so why don't you have to pay for the hanah as well? Well, maybe not the why. Do you have to pay? You have to pay for the cake because you're a mazik. Why do you have to pay for the hanah also? you know, on top of the value of the food, you should have to also pay the meisar and mezol because you were in it. So avadanat. I mean, there's no question. Avadanat. I would say if you have to pay, if every mazik had to pay the hano also, then that would say somewhere. So we could take that, I think, as axiomatic. When you chayef for chiyuvei mazik, you don't have to pay for nene for nene as well. It's not 100% clear to me why not. You know, why not? Two different chiyuvim. You have a chiyuv mazik, you have a chiyuv nene. So here is both. Shev shesiyochid is mazik, but it's also nene. So why do you have to pay both? Pay for the value of what you were mazik, and then on top of it, also pay for the hano, because now you don't have to. You and Nene. So I don't know. I was thinking several possibilities. The fact I think is is indisputable that when you chayev to pay for the whole hezek, 100%, you have to pay the whole hezek. You do not have to pay hano on top of it. The chayev Nene is when you don't have to pay for masik, but when you have to pay for the whole thing as masik, you do not have to. You know, we don't add. Why not? So I would say off the cuff a few possibilities. First of all, if you learn that Nene is a chiyuv mamoni gavoch, then I think it's obvious you can't do both. In other words, what's mamoni gavoch? Mamoni gavoch means that, let's say, my animal ate your chocolate cake, which was a wedding cake. My animal ate a wedding cake, which was a rabbin. So now mamoni gavoch, even though I'm not chayv as mazik. But since I was nene to some degree, I save on you know, and now I have an animal that's not hungry, so I have some kind of anah from it. So in some sense, some of the value of the wedding cake has transferred to me. That I give a money gavoch. You know, I've accrued some value out of your cake. So that much I have to restore to you. I don't have to pay the whole thing because it's shame b'shus rabim. I don't have chiyuv mazik. But since some of the value of the cake has gone to me because now I'm better off for it, so that much restoration I have to do. That's only where I don't have to restore you the whole cake, but where it's a shame, it's just hayochid, and I have to pay you for the whole cake. So that's it. That all the mamoni gavoch that there could be, I've already given you. I've given you the whole value. The whole idea of mishalem hashenene is that some of the value of the thing has gone over to me. You know, some of the value of the cake has gone to me. But so I have to give back some of the value of the cake. Here I'm paying for the whole value of the cake. I don't have to pay 110% of the value of the cake for sure. I don't have to restore to you. The maximum restoration of value that I have to give you is 100%. So as mazik, I have to give you 100%. You can't superimpose a chiyuv nene on top of that. Chiyuv nene in the first place is that I'm giving you back some of the value of what I was mazik. Yeah, that's if you learn that nene is a chiyuv of memani gavoch. Probably I saw you the other day. That's not so poshuk. Not all achayim agree that the chiyuv of not all achayim agree that nene is a chiyuv of mamoni gavoch. Oh, that way. I'll tell you another riot. This is not so poshuk this far. That nene is mamoni gavoch. We talk the sukkah itself. Rashi learns the Gemara that when it gets to area B, it's not chazil abaylam anymore. So the toichev stuck it down his throat into area B. So Rashi says the reason why you don't have to spit it back out is because it's mos. So the food now that's in his mouth, stuck in his gullet, has no value to the Bible. Toichev maybe a little bit of value, but Rashi no value. But anyway, it certainly has very little value to the Bible. Toichev maybe it's royal clover, maybe it's not mama zero, but it's close to zero. At that point, you swallow it, and you're chayiv mashenenes. You have to pay, except for kimul rabbanei. But if not for kimul rabbanei, if you're all like from the chunyim erakana, you have to pay for the hano. The hano is worth a lot more than that. The hano is worth the food itself in his gullet. Rashi says is not royal abaylam at all. So what's its value? Zero. Taisus can't be mamas zero because it'd be zenen of zolichoser. So but it's carved to zero. When you swallow it, you have to pay the hano. The hanah is worth more than that. So you see that you could pay, you have a case, an interesting case, where the mehana is worth more than the thing itself. The food itself, I didn't stick it down my throat. Somebody else stuck it down my throat. Rashi learns, they didn't even ask me. So the loss of value from going outside of my body into area B in my throat, that's not my responsibility at all. That somebody else did, and I was honest. What I did was I went from area B down into my stomach. And I have to pay mashanenis, except the kimuli rabbinet. And mashanenis is the value to me of having food in my stomach. But how much this food that I swallowed, how much is it worth? You know, when I first encountered it was worth close to zero. So you see, in Rashi, you married the Chiddush. It's very hard. It's an unusual case that the mehana is worth more than the shavius of the thing itself. So sometimes you see in this Rashi that Rashi apparently holds that the chiyuv nen is not memani gavach. How can it be memani gavach? Memani gavach means some of the value of your thing transferred to me. Here, the value of the thing itself, of the food itself, is close to zero. The hanol that I'm paying for is much more than that. How can that be memani gavach? How can it be memani? Your moment is here was close to zero. It wasn't mamis. Maybe it was zero. Rashi zero. This can't be mamis zero. Bizenenev is a bechoser, close to zero. And yet you see, I have a chiyuv nenev. So this whole idea, this whole conception that nen is a chiyuv memani gavach is not so self evident. That's true. Talking from Rashi, you see that it's not true. So again, yesh lanu lodim. So how come shem b'shus yochid, you have to pay for the whole cake? Why do you have to pay for that on top of it? So we said, because in memani gavach, no, 110%. It's not so posh that nen is memani gavach. Pashas Rashi says that nen is not memani gavach. Could be another reason. Could be another story that I was playing with. I'm not quite sure. And that is, I'm going to go a little bit 5 minutes over, without minchia. Maybe say another story that maybe... If I have to pay for, maybe by Shemesh Shayokha, for example, since I have to pay for the cake anyway, so I don't have to pay for the hana on top of it, because that's already Zenen of Zelichosa. You know, the Maskal and Mora Babin Baba Kama is Zenen of Zelichosa's potter. If it's Zenen of Zelichosa, so the Maskal and Mora is either Machoitz and Mora, but the Maskal, but we pass the potter. So if, let's say, a Shemesh Shayokha, he ate a cake, so he has to pay for the cake. You have to pay for the cake. Once you have to pay for the cake, then the Baalim aren't chaser anymore. So how could the Baalim be today me on top of it? At that point, it's already Zenenev Zolei Chaser. So maybe that's the explanation. That's a little bit difficult, because it means that this din is totally in the Machlaikas Zenenev Zolei Chaser. It's Machlaikas in the Gemara. But I don't think anybody could argue that Shemesh Siyochet does not pay more than 100%. So Damas, I'm leaving that sort of as an open question. I don't know why it's so. You know, I don't have a total answer for why it's so. But it is so. Shemesh Yochel, you pay for the hezek. You pay 100% of the value of the cake. You don't pay 110%. You don't pay for the chiv mazik, and on top of that, another 10% for the fact that you were nene. So that being the case, again, I don't entirely know why that's the case. But that being the case, so then we could say maybe pshat in the Gemara. We don't have time now to go through the whole thing. You know how it'll play out all through the Gemara. But maybe we could say a new pshat in the Gemara, that when the Gemara says kevan delasi kanyo. Or later when the Gemara says, you must not doing the head there. What the Gemara means, Poshut, is that when he chewed it, he's a mazik. And since he's a mazik, he has to pay at that point 100%. There's no mokum after he's already paying 100% of mazik to be mechayiv him another 10% for nene. So Mela, who cares if it's kimoli drabine? Now when he swallows it, then he's nene, it's going to be kimoli drabine. So who cares? He's already paying 100%. He never had to pay 110%. So what's kimoli drabine make a difference? Shlachar, this could be, I would think, a very simple pshat in the Gemara. It's zochuk the lashon of kanyo. It's not a kinyan. Nothing with kinyan. But the Gemara is saying, the bottom line is, kevan delasi, when you chewed up the truma, now it's worth nothing. If now it's worth nothing, so you're a mazik 100%. Once you're a mazik 100%, so then there's no room anymore to have a chiyuv nen. And again, you know, Rashi does have a lashon of mazik. Rashi later, when the Gemara said, "Eat a much la doing that," again, the same question. If you couldn't spit it up, and you didn't, and you swallowed it, so at that point you were a mazik. Once you're a mazik, there's no chiyuv nenev. So we're going to have to see next time. You know, can we play this pshat through all the way?
Yeah. I understand you and Jeff, we were trying to say last time that the mazik somehow within the opinion would solve both issues. Number one, the plus number two explains why you don't have a chiyuv nenev.
Yeah, we're not up yet to the idea of mazik being a kinyan. That's the ritzvah in social. But this is not saying that. I'm not saying mazik's a kinyan. Matzik is not opinion. I mean, Pashtus, we'll see later on, maybe the media did.
Maybe explain the Lashon as well as explain why.
Yes, but that's already like a whole new step beyond. But I'm just saying, a Pashtus is that. That's about a true. That's Shemesh Yisrael. If Shemesh Yisrael, rather, when you pay the whole Hezek, you don't have to pay Nena and half of it. So maybe that's Pshat in the Gemara, came in the last Ikanya. And the whole Hemshech of the Gemara would also go that way. But the Gemara is simply asking, once you're a Masik, there's no room subsequently to have a Chiyuv Nen. So we'll have to see next time, can we play this through in the Gemara? And of course, this also raises a question, which goes really to what Yitzchak asked towards the beginning of Shir, which is, if this Pshat is tenable, so why did the Meiri, for example, and we'll see other Rishonim, why did they learn anything more? The Meiri learns our Gemara, it's a Gemara about Kinyan Yad. Without Kinyan Yad, the Gemara doesn't have anything to say. Forget Kinyan Yad, and forget Machshavta and the Keres, and forget all of that fancy stuff. You're Pashut and Masik, and maybe that's all the Gemara means. So this needs to be thought about. You know, again, A, can we learn this Pshat straight through the Gemara? And if we can, then why didn't the Meiri learn like this? Or the Ritvan Sukkah, for example, which we haven't talked about yet, you know, why didn't he learn like this? We see the Rishonim who don't learn this Pshat in the Gemara. And why didn't they? But maybe this is their rational thing tomorrow. We'll have to see. Okay.
If Rashi learned the Gemara in this fashion, then I think for sure Rashi should explain Kevin the last day kind of mean thousand masses. That's the whole Gemara throws you off.
Well, first of all, who says the Gemara? Maybe Rashi didn't have the Gemara.
Maybe the Gemara later on means that Rashi doesn't report. So like, the whole first shot doesn't have to be.
This, if you had the Gersu came in the last Ikanya, if Rashi's not saying anything, then this is the most attractive shot. Because this Rashi didn't need to explain. Obviously,
so that's Masik? But it's not, that's not the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon of the Gemara is a Kinyan.
Okay, but.
I thought maybe you could say that Rashi in general holds throughout the sugya that there shouldn't be kinyan. Why? Because you have to have the Maisik Dave itself has to be Maisik Dave itself has to be Maisik Dave itself to the utmost extent.